Our Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to be alive and to be useful to your agenda. Father, this morning we ask that in honor of the sacrifice of Jesus, you would speak to us and cause the next few moments to be for life, for light, and for lift. In the name of Jesus Christ. Above all, I ask that Jesus and Jesus alone be glorified by the things we are about to say and learn. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen and amen. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be in your space bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. Yesterday, I received the shocking news of the homegoing of one of our fathers and by any means, patriarchs, you know, of the word of faith, Dr. Jerry Savelle, one of their partners and dear friends, teammates of Papa Copeland, but a very strong word of faith teacher, had strong missions in East Africa, and was just a great blessing. His books, In the Footsteps of the Prophet, If Satan Cannot Steal Your Joy, He Can Touch Your Goods, Favor, you know, The Prayer of Petition. What a blessing Dr. Jerry was, you know, and my heart is just stirred to give more to my calling, my assignment, and my ministry. Papa Jerry was born in 1946, it means he's about 78 right now, at the time he died, and it's just important to know that we don't have all the time in the world. We really don't have all the time in the world. But we thank God for the life that he lived, and we trust God that we're able to follow his footsteps. Redemption. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Isaiah chapter 53. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness when we shall see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Verse 4, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. I'll take the next 2 minutes to tell you something. In redemption, Jesus did not only do something, he became something. Scripture says he was acquainted with grief. Listen to this. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13, which is another place we are going to stop by, you know, as we talk about redemption realities. The Bible says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. Now, what that statement means is that it doesn't really mean that it is when you hang on the tree that you become cursed. What he's saying there is it is only a cursed person that is hanged on the tree. It is becoming a curse that makes you qualified to hang on the tree. Jesus took on our curse as our kinsman. He became one with us, taking on our curse, becoming qualified, you know, condemned to the cross. He did not just do something, he became something. Part of the curse was sickness and disease. So Jesus became sick. He did not just have sickness. No, he became sick with our sickness. So that when he went on the cross, the sickness was nailed to the cross. When he rose, it was a healed person that rose. At the resurrection of Jesus, you became healed. The new creation was born whole. You were born healed. You are healed. You are a new creation. The conversation for you is not about when you will get healed. No, the conversation is how many people will get healed by coming in contact with you, because you are already healed. Your healing and health is a redemptive reality. So we are not fighting concerning healing. Understand this, that we are not fighting for victory. No, we are standing in victory. We are already healed. Your healing is as real as your redemption. The man that is redeemed is healed, because what he was redeemed from was sickness and disease. I trust that bless you. I'm sure God let me there. I thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.